In this video, I will talk to you about why it's so important to separate business and personal finances while you're setting up your dropship business. So as with anything, it's really good to have everything separated completely. So what you really want to focus on is having separate accounts and separate bookkeeping for your personal life and for your business life. If you haven't even gotten to the point where you're doing a monthly budget with your personal life, I highly recommend to do that and check out what's a good source on that. 4-Hour Work Week, they have a budget. Rich Dad Poor Dad teaches how to budget. Just look up on YouTube, and I'll actually maybe even make like a budget sheet below so you guys can use that for your budgeting. It's a really simple process. You're just looking at your income and your expenses. You just want to know what you're bringing in and what's going out, and that will help you consolidate your bills. It'll help you to think about new ways you can bring more money in, and it'll just give you a better perspective on your personal life. But moving towards your business, you have to understand that your business works the same way, and it's super important to keep track of exactly what's coming in and what's going out in your business. In fact, you're going to have to keep track of more than just that. You're going to have to keep track of your balance sheet, which basically means every month knowing exactly where you are in your business, and then every few months, every year, doing the same kind of thing. And especially for tax purposes, you're going to have to be able to tell the IRS how much money you make at the end of every year, sometimes every quarter, depending on how much you make. So it is really important that you keep all of these things separated, because if you're setting up an LLC specifically, the only way you're going to be able to keep that separation between yourself and your business as far as your finances go is to keep everything separate. So that means having separate business credit cards just for business purchases, whereas personal credit cards for personal purchases, and keeping track of every single purchase you make with a receipt and a reason why it was for your business. So, you know, for instance, if you sell, if you start selling dining room tables, for instance, and you go to a home show, you know, in a city like Miami or something like that, or Los Angeles or Las Vegas, which is probably where it most likely it is. You can write off pretty much everything that happens in Las Vegas during that trip to your store. So all your income, you know, that comes in, well, all the profits that are made, you can spend that money on hotel rooms, on food. You can spend it on, you know, samples, supplies, whatever, anything, you know, gas, anything that is expendable that went towards that. You're trying to build your business, basically, that can be written off. So do that, but make sure it's all separated. Make sure you use the right credit cards for it, and you keep the receipts and you upload them. A great way to do this is by setting up QuickBooks Online, and I'll have tutorials for that as well later in this course. But the key, of course, is to make sure that you're actually using it. So it does take a little bit of work and effort, but if you don't, then you're not going to have that separation. And if someone did want to sue you, they could come after your personal liability. So in case you do have cash or a house or other assets, they could actually come after you. And in a court of law, they could tell you, okay, well, now that house isn't yours because you owe this much towards this lawsuit, and I have to pay that off, and you're going to have to use your house to do that. So that house isn't yours anymore. Unfortunately, that's just how it is. It's called piercing the corporate veil, and I have a link below that explains a lot more in depth about that. Again, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an accountant, so this is my basic understanding of how it works. If you want more information and you want more of an in-depth explanation of how this works, definitely go consult with a lawyer. I do recommend rocketlawyer.com because they're very inexpensive. And also, you know, your accountant, you should definitely get an accountant as a CPA if you're going to start a business. So I highly recommend doing that. And, you know, there's a great CPA firm called Bench.co that is basically does bookkeeping and, accounting. And you can sign up with them and get advice for them as well. So it's really important that you do all the things that are necessary for your LLC if you get your LLC, and don't just do a sole proprietorship. And this also includes doing all of your business paperwork on time and filing it with the state properly. And yes, you need to keep everything separate. I can't stress this enough, and I really hope that you understand that, and that you as being an entrepreneur, it takes more work than just being an employee. Okay, so but understand that you get all the free time the rest of the day because of that. So just enjoy it and do it and make it a part of your life, make new habits, make it part of your passions, and we'll move on to the next video. See you there.